Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus. And, you know, I think this is the one thing that we come back to every single day. We're trying to manage something that has proven to be unpredictable and unmanageable. I know it hasn't looked particularly pretty in spots, but having said that, if we can pull off this 60-game season, I think it was the best we were going to do for our fans, given the course of the virus.
He'd be better off never talking. Rob Manfred, I think he should go Goodell's route and only talk when he's in his furnished basement at the draft. Stick to talking about your Lazy Boys and M&Ms like Roger Goodell, and just avoid any of these. You don't see Roger Goodell doing Dan Patrick interviews. You don't see him putting himself in a position where on the fly, he's got to think of answers off the top of his head, one-on-one with people. He'll do a press conference, probably knows in a way where the questions are coming in advance. And Manfred, to say, you know, all along we weren't going to play more than 60 games, that came out so ridiculously bad that he's had to, this is a classic, becoming a more and more, this is becoming something that we see with Rob Manfred more and more now. He had to go seek out radio.com insider Bob Nightingale today and tell him, this is what I actually meant by those comments. Can you please print a story, a retraction for me, where I tell you what I actually meant by those comments? You're the commissioner of a friggin' league. If you can't master public speaking, what are you doing in this business? You're the front-facing boss of the league. If you can't talk articulately enough where you are in live settings, where you are getting interviewed or you are getting badgered with questions, if you consistently put your foot in your mouth, what are you doing as a commissioner? Why are you in that? Because you're a good labor attorney? Because you're good at negotiating contracts? Okay, keep him in that spot. There's no reason why he can't have that job. Baseball should be starting this weekend. Do you guys realize that? We should have had a training camp. The spring training 2.0 should have happened in June, and we should be talking right now about the Pirates opening up their season this weekend. The start of the season isn't delayed. July 23rd or July 21st, I see a St. Louis television station says July 24th, the Pirates will open at Busch Stadium against the Cardinals, although nobody else has backed that up and has confirmed that. Instead of waiting another 3 weeks, we should have games right now. We should have about an 80-game season starting this weekend. Baseball, first of the four big sports back. Instead, we got to continue to wait and wait and wait, and spikes pour in, and mask mandates and questions about bubbles in other cities. Things evolve, things change enough that make you question if they're even going to start it and get it off the ground. If you're a cynic. We were going to play 60 games all along. So why did you put all of us who were desperate and dying for sports to come back, why did you put us through the very public, nope, we're not going to play. I'm telling you, it's just not going to happen. The roller coaster ride that Rob Manfred took baseball fans down in the last few months, if you're the commissioner of baseball, have your finger on the friggin' pulse of your fans. You're losing fans. Your television ratings are going down. Your average age, the viewership age, is going way up. It's getting older and older. Baseball is kind of the newspaper industry of sports. Still relevant, but lots of warning signs all around them. And so not really the sport where you can afford to air your dirty laundry, to just put all of your sports problems, your labor misery, your labor anger, not a great time for your sport to put all of that on Front Street. The NFL can put all of its dirty laundry out there at all times, and we don't give a damn. Just tell us when the Steelers season kicks off, we'll be there. And everything that has happened up until that point will be blocked out and ignored when the real games start. With baseball, it's not that easy. But they take us for granted, and that's why they're losing more and more of us. And now I'm realizing that I sound like Mueller as I say all of this, Craig. That was a very Mueller-inspired opinion, wasn't it? That was, I channeled him.
First, you're accused of stealing takes like Mueller. Now you're starting
now
to sound like
him. Next thing, I'm going to come in after the 4 o'clock hit with TV, and I'm going to be bald. I'm going to come back in after the 4 o'clock hit with TV, and I'm going to be wearing a Bernie Sanders t-shirt.
I was going to ask if you had like a purple sport coat and an ironic t-shirt to wear for your TV hit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.